Good morning and welcome to St. John's Christian Church. I'm happy to see all your faces, and I'm glad that you're all here today. A few announcements that Pastor Eric gave to me. So in honor of God's love and the prayers of this congregation, the flowers on the altar are from yesterday's wedding of Ryan and Kira. So they are appreciative of your love and support, and we continue to pray for them as they start this new step together. Community meals, starting this week and going through the end of June and possibly through the rest of the summer, St. John's will be hosting each of the weekly meals. Pastor Eric is striving to form three meal teams to coordinate the meals, and he's looking for more volunteers to help each week or every other week or once a month, however you're able to, helping with setup or serving or cleaning up. And so you can find a community helper, meal helper sign-up sheet on the bulletin board. If you're able to help already this Tuesday, just let Eric or Jocelyn know. For myself, after this service is done, I'll be driving down to Texas to pick up my family. Their school year's coming to a close, and so hopefully by this next Sunday, depending on how travel goes, they will be here, and I'm looking forward to introducing them to you and sharing them with you. I'm very appreciative of all the support so far, and I'm looking forward for them to experience it as well. You're the lucky ones. You get the short sermon today because I'm rushing out of here after this service is done. So good job coming to the 10:30 service. Today we're going to recognize the graduates today. We pray to God, thanking them for bringing them thus far, and we pray that you continue to be with them on their next steps. And I'm guessing by this cardboard cutout that showed up here in front that I should announce also that if you have stories for this devotional that we're going to write, that you would turn in stories to the office. I think this is her last Sunday here, and it's good because she's been hiding out behind my office door and makes me jump every single time I walk by, even though I know she's there. So say goodbye to her because this is her last Sunday here. So again, welcome to the service, and I invite you to rise and pass the peace with one another.
Good morning. I'll be reading Psalm 67 this morning. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvests, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. Let's pray. O God, we trust in your power to create, to sustain, to enable. You are always near us, Lord. We ask that you continue to be with us, Lord, as we're gathered here to worship you. Help us to not check our minds and our hearts at the door, but enable us to bring all that we are to you so that we might experience your touch upon all aspects of our life. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. when the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. All about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you. All about you, Jesus. King of endless worth, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. All about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you. All about you, Jesus.
The hymn of praise this morning is number 2, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. If you're able, would you please rise and join me to sing?
Celebrate and recognize the accomplishments of the high school and college and grad school graduates of our church family. Obviously, graduation is a big step in their lives and a turning point for their futures. So we're going to take a few moments this morning to recognize them for all their hard work that they have done either over the years of their grad school, 4 years of high school, or 4 years of college, and all those years from kindergarten through. We do trust that the Spirit of the Lord has been upon their hearts and minds as they've studied and as they've made their plans, and know that we will continue to keep you all in our prayers. There are pictures and brief bios of each of the graduates at the levels in your worship bulletin, so you may want to look at those now. Do we have any of our college graduates or grad school graduates here? I know Adam Kinsman was at first. You can pass that off to your daughter. I'm looking to see where the Warren keys normally sit. Did they switch sides on me? No. There's someone in the Walker clan out here somewhere. Kent's looking for one. You can give that to your son, Toby. See, you can't just sit out there as an usher. I'll find you. So you can read about Caitlin Beck and Adam Kinsman, Lynn Stuckey, Toby Walker, and Camden Warnke. And I'm hoping that our high school seniors that are here will come up onto the front steps. So I believe Braden Eichler is here, Emily Walker, Kenny Walker the fourth, and Haley Woolley. Yep, you get to come all the way up front. I was going to take the Sunday off. I don't know what I did yesterday to get me so tired. But I wanted to be here for youth breakfast right at the top steps and to recognize you on Graduate Recognition Sunday. Because like at the program, I gave you some questions to quiz you on. I'm going to quiz you right now. Do you remember your confirmation verse? Huh. They didn't remember at 8 o'clock service, but guess what? I keep records. Braden, Psalm 112, verses 4 and 5. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for the gracious and compassionate and righteous man. Good will come to him who is generous and lends freely, who conducts his affairs with justice. Emily, Romans 5, verses 3 through 5. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. Kenny, Psalm 25, verses 9 and 10. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. Haley, Proverbs 3, 3 and 4. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and of people. It's our tradition at St. John's to hand Bibles to our high school graduates. These are thin lines, so you can tuck that into the mower so when you get too hot and you need to take a break, you can read. Or might fit in the backpack or wherever you go to work on all those kind of good things. And you'll see that there is a sticky note in there so that you can turn to Colossians, quickly turn to Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 and 12. I'm going to read out loud and encourage you to read silently with me. Colossians 1, 9. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. I encourage you to keep that passage marked. I'm sure that's the prayer of your parents and the prayer of the congregational family as you move on to the excitement and the hopes of what comes after high school. Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we do pray that you would bless all of the graduates, that they would know your spirit within their hearts, Lord, for the plans that they have set, for the plans that you have outlined for them. We pray that you would continue to walk with them and they would recognize you as your guiding hand. Lord, we pray for Kenny and for Braden, for Haley and for Emily. Lord, we just pray that as they finish up and as they celebrate with family and friends at open houses and a day of graduation, we just pray that they would rejoice in who they are through you. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. You may now go back to your seats so you can be situated and listening to the wonderful custom of parent senior videos. And I think they were all extremely well done, and you'll get blessed by these.
Hi, Haley. Congratulations. We love you. Haley, you amaze us all the time with all of the things that you're willing to try, and you are so brave, and we love how you just bring so much joy to us and to those around you. One of my favorite little accidents that have happened in your life is how you were accidentally nicknamed Happily. Started on the back of a t-shirt, and it's just been so fun because it suits you well. And we love the joy that you just bring around us. And it's just been so fun seeing you grow and learn and try new things.
And Haley, I just appreciate the way you're willing to help anybody out that's not you. You're caring and loving for anybody in every situation. And so I just appreciate that about you. And we're just so happy for you to be graduating and looking forward to see what's next in your life. And so this being our last child going through this and doing our videos, Eric's email said we could do a song if you want. So if you're ready for a song, maybe I'll do a song. No, I won't. Sorry. Congratulations. We love you.
Love you, Haley.
Emily, ever since you decided it was time to enter this world in the wee hours of the morning, you have been leaving your mark on the things you do and everyone you meet. We're so proud of what you've accomplished throughout your life so far.
It hasn't always been easy, and life hasn't gone the way that you wanted it to. We've seen you smiling, laughing, fearing, and stressing. But through it all, we've seen you fight through with a positive attitude, like a strong, confident young woman. Keep that confidence alive in you, Emily.
Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. The world will tug at your heart, but always stand firm in your faith."
Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, do it from the heart for the Lord and not for people. Never forget that your plans and your dreams, they can change, but God will never change. As you start this new adventure, remember that we're always going to think of you as our little girl. We love you.
Braden, it's graduation day. I'm super proud of you, the man that you've become. I'm super proud of how you've handled all the situations in your life. And this is now the 400th take because your mom has cried every single time.
Braden, I first want to say thank you for accepting me as your dad. I know it took a little bit of me and you butting heads together, but I just want to say that, you know, I'm proud of your hard work, your kindness that you show to everybody, your willingness to help everybody. Just keep doing that throughout your whole life. I think you're going to be good.
We love you.
Hey, Ty. Congrats on your high school graduation and accomplishing a few of your goals along the way. Finishing in the top 10% of your class and getting accepted at Ohio State wasn't easy, but your drive, dedication, and hard work these last 4 years paid off, and we definitely noticed. Those three factors will take you far in life and in the next step of your journey. We also want to say how proud we were to be your parents as we witnessed you on the basketball court over all these years. Your dedication to giving maximum effort, not only physically, but also in being a great teammate, brought your mom and I countless hours of enjoyment and proud parent moments, which we will cherish forever.
In addition to all of your accomplishments, we just want you to know how proud we are of the young man you've become. You're a wonderful son, a great big brother, and a loyal friend. And as you leave for college in a few months, we just want you to remember to keep Christ in the forefront of your life and remember to strengthen that relationship with God every day. It will take you far in life, and it's just such an important part of who you are and who you've become. And we just wish you the best. We're proud of you, and we love you.
Love you. Congrats. Bye-bye.
Hey, Kenny. Just wanted to say congratulations on your accomplishment. I cannot believe 18 years has went by this fast. It has been an amazing journey, and I just can only imagine what you have in store in the future. I see great things in front of you. You're a hard worker. You're a great kid. And your mom and I are both so proud of you. I am just so proud of the man you have turned into. I know that God has your back, and whatever you do, just keep your chin up and keep plugging away as you always have. I know you got this.
Kenny, I'm so excited for you. You're finally done with high school. I've been in awe of you since the day you were born. You work hard at everything you do, and you're so full of energy. I'm excited at the career path that you chose, and I hope you find purpose in it, and that it fulfills you, and you live a life full of joy, and you have a really promising future ahead of you, and I'm just really excited. Congratulations. I love you.
Love you.
Congratulations, Bryce. I am so proud of you. It seemed like yesterday I was rocking you to sleep, and now you are graduating. I wish you the best of luck as you begin studying in the pre-vet program. I am going to miss not having you around here every day, so I hope you don't get too annoyed when I call or text you. I love you very much. Good luck at Finley.
First of all, congratulations, Bryce. We're very proud of you. You grew up to be an outstanding young gentleman. It's going to be awkward when you leave our little nest, but at least we'll have a little more peace and quiet with one less boy screaming at his video games. We wish you the best of luck at college. Stay smart. Stay happy. Be yourself. And remember what Grandpa taught us. Work smarter, not harder. Don't wait till the last minute to get your homework done. Again, congratulations, and we love you.
Oh, Emma, it seems like it was just a short time ago, but it's been 18 years that we just brought you home from the hospital, and you were crying for almost a year straight, and now it's going to be Mom's turn to do some crying for for a year, but it's okay. But in all seriousness, Emma, just remember who you are, where you came from, and just make good choices as you enter this new chapter of your life.
Absolutely. Emma, we are so very proud of you. I've kind of dreaded this day, I won't lie. 18 years, you know, people said don't blink. That's very true. But we are very proud of the woman that you've become. You are strong, you are beautiful, you are caring, you're helpful, you're thoughtful, and I'm just thankful for who you became. You're also funny. Got to share a quick story with you. Emma and I, a few years back, were on our way to Toledo. We were driving on the turnpike. Emma was filling out probably a clothing order online, I'm not sure. But she had a timed limit to make this order. And she goes, Mom, they're asking me for my ZIP. Mom, what's the ZIP? I don't know what the ZIP is, and I have 4 minutes before I lose this order. Hurry up, Mom, what's the ZIP? So we've laughed at that and chuckled at that for years. But Emma, don't ever forget your zip code, 43502. We love you. We wish you the best of luck in this next chapter of your life. Always come home to that 43502. I know we would appreciate it. May God bless you, and may you follow him always wherever it is you go. We love you, Emma.
Love you, Emma.
We come now to a time of prayer as a congregation. prayer requests are printed on the bulletin. There's one more to add that was handed to me. Jay Beck, it says, entered hospice and came home yesterday. Jay is the older brother of Dean of our church family, so please keep Jay and Dean in our prayers. So let us bow before our Lord and Maker. Dear Lord, we are constantly amazed at your great love for us. Not only have you created us unique and complex in our own ways, but you've also loved us enough to die for us, that you would purchase and win us from sin and death by your holy and precious blood. And for that, we can only give you unending thanks. We praise you that you have made us yours, that we can live freely in your kingdom, that we can joyfully serve you forever. And we know that we cannot come or follow you by our own strength, and indeed we're lost without you, but you have sent your Holy Spirit out, and the Holy Spirit calls to us through your gospel word. Your Holy Spirit blesses us with heavenly gifts. Your Holy Spirit sanctifies us. Your Holy Spirit keeps us in the faith. And Lord, we thank you for these uncountable gifts. Lord, we thank you again for guiding the young graduating men and women of this congregation. We ask that you continue to be with them on their way, speak to them, guide them, comfort them, encourage them, and keep them safe on their journey. May they continue to grow in love and grow in wisdom as they hold your gospel word close to their hearts. May they continue to be a light of Christ wherever they go, that when their classmates or coworkers see their life, they would see Christ-like love and Christ-like compassion. Lord, not only for them do we pray, but we pray these things for all of us, that we would be reminded this day that we too are to continue to grow and continue to walk with you and continue to take steps of faith into the unknown. May you increase our trust and increase our dependence on you and increase our love for our neighbor, that we may serve our neighbor and empty ourselves as you yourself did. By the help of the Holy Spirit, we ask for all these things. And now, Lord, we pray those words that you have taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the glory, and the power.